Today we're going to be talking from Galatians chapter 1, just one verse really.
今天我们一起要来看加拉太书啊，其实就是来看一节经文。
And if you want to, there are Bibles in front of your seats, as you guys can see. Feel free to pick those up and look along.
如果你座位前面啊有圣经的话，请你们可以把它打开圣经，我们一起来看经文。
They're there to remind us that we all should be reading the Word on our own, especially not only as we worship together as a family, but reading the Word by ourselves as well.
我们不光是一起成为一家人来敬拜神，我们也是在主里面一起来成长。
If you would, please stand, and we're going to read Galatians chapter 1, 3 through 5. We'll read the English first and then the Chinese.
如果你体力可以的话，请起立，我们一起来念经文。如果体力不行的话，没关系，你继续留在座位上。
If you would, read in English with me. Verse 3. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins so that he might rescue us from this present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father, to whom be the glory forever. Amen.
加拉太书一章三到五节，愿恩惠平安从父神与我们的主耶稣基督归于你们。基督照我们父神的旨意，为我们的罪舍己，要救我们脱离这罪恶的世代。但愿荣耀归于神，直到永永远远。阿门。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Our Father, we thank you for your word.
父神，我们为你给我们的话语，我们感谢。
I pray that you would help us to have hearts and minds that long to hear your word.
求你给我们一个渴慕你的心。
Father, I pray that you would help us to understand this simple message of the gospel today.
让我们能够明白这简单却是丰富的这福音的信息。
Help us, Father, to respond to it by faith.
让我们能够借着信心来回应你。
In obedience.
能够顺服。
And receive the blessing of those who seek your face.
以至于我们能够透过信心来领受你给我们的恩典。
I pray this in Jesus' name.
祷告是奉靠主耶稣的名。Amen.
You may be seated.
大家请坐。
The title today in theme is Rescued from this present evil age.
今天的讲到的主题是讲到得救脱离这邪恶的世代。
Especially as we think about many of the things that are going on in our culture today.
特别我们想到在今天这个世代的里面有许多的这些事情在发生。
We have many people who are being shot for whatever reason.
有很多的人各种不同的原因他们被枪杀了。
We hear things in the Christian world of people who are throwing away their faith.
甚至在基督教圈子里面，有些人他们也离开他们的信仰。
And we have to remember that this age that we live in, this current world, in many ways is evil.
所以我们要清楚知道，我们现在所活在这个世代里面，这个社会是一个邪恶的。
As I was thinking about this message, a couple movies came into my mind.
当我在预备今天的这个信息的时候，有几部这个电影就是在我的脑海里面浮现。
One of them was about a group of people who you will later find out in the movie that they moved away to be by themselves in the woods.
那这里想到有一群人他们为了要脱离这个时代，所以他们就移居到一个森林里面去。
But they found out when they were there eventually that they couldn't escape evil.
当他们最后呢，他们在这个森林里面当中，他们发现他们还是没有办法脱离这些恶魔
，even murder
甚至有凶杀在他们当中发生。
They cannot escape it, and they could not rescue themselves from it.
他们没有办法脱离，他们没有办法拯救他们自己。
I also thought of another movie. Many of you guys recognize this slide.
我也想到另外一个电影。我想大家如果从这图片可以看到，我要讲哪一部电影。
I think you guys know it's from Lord of the Rings.
这是魔戒。
It's a little bit different story here.
在这里呢，这个故事呢却是不一样。
In this movie, there is a clear distinction between good and evil.
在这部电影里面很清楚有两派不同的人，好人跟好与坏。
Oftentimes in our superhero movies today, like the superheroes are getting darker and darker and bad.
不像我们现在所看到的是现代的这个超级英雄。他们是越来越暗黑，最后他们也变成是坏人。
This also is the world influencing the superheroes.
所以我们可以看到，我们现在这个社会连这些超级英雄也被影响了。
But in this movie, Lord of the Rings, there's a clear distinction between good and evil.
但在魔戒这个电影里面, 就是很清楚地看见, 好与坏的分别。
And rather than fleeing from all the danger, they realize that they have to live in it and even pursue a solution for it.
但他们并不是想要脱离, 他们反而是来面对如何来解决。
The good people don't run away and hide, but they band together and they fight the good fight.
可能看到这些善的人, 他们并不是要脱离, 他们是联合在一起, 他们要去打一个美好的仗。
And I don't think that this movie is an allegory for Christianity. 不是基督教的比喻。
Okay.
But there were some things that we can learn about how evil was taken on.
但我们可以在这里面可以学习。
In this passage, we learn that Jesus himself is the one who defeats the enemy.
在今天的这段经文里面, 我们可以很清楚地可以看到耶稣基督他是这个战胜邪恶的。
The first thing that we see is that Jesus has given himself for our sins.
我们看到,
Galatians 3:13 says, Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree.
在加拉太书3章13节说到, 基督既为我们的受了咒诅, 就赎出我们脱离罪法律法的咒诅。 因为经上记着说, 凡挂在木头上的都是被咒诅的。
The word here that we want to stand out is the word for curse.
在这边我们特别要看到的这个字是讲到咒诅。
The key thought here is that the gospel is the good news that glorifies Jesus, who becomes the curse for us.
在这边我们让我们看到, 我们要来荣耀耶稣基督, 他是这一位, 为我们受了咒诅。
And he forgives our sins so that we might live for God.
因为他为我们承担了，使得我们的罪能够被赦免。
Many cultures think about curses.
很多的不同的文化都有讲到咒诅。
Maybe it's something that a family member spoke.
可能他们家人提到一些事情。
But there are different ways that curses come up in the way that we talk and think in our cultures.
但是我们所谈的咒诅却是从不同的文化里面都有不同的解读。
And we would expect that in the Bible there are some discussion about curses.
我们在圣经里面也看到咒诅。
In Genesis chapter 3, we see the very first one, the curse on his world.
在创世纪里面我们就看到神他自己提到咒诅这件事情。
There was because of sin, there became a curse with difficulty in childbearing and in life and in work.
因为他们犯了罪，所以神就咒诅他们，他们要在生养上面有痛有苦难，他们在工作生活上面都会有苦难。
And even because of man and woman's sin, the creation itself is groaning under this curse.
也因为人犯罪了，所以所有的受造物都一起承受苦难，他们都在呻吟。
Because of the sin, there was immediately a separation, a spiritual life that was lost with Adam and Eve.
也因为人犯了罪，所以我们从亚当先夏娃的身上，我们看见灵魂的死。
And then because of that entered physical death, and if we don't have a savior, there's also eternal death.
最后也看见有肉体上的死，那最后就看到是永远的死。
We don't need to be worried about people's curses on us. We need to be concerned about God's curse that he allowed us to enter into.
我们不用去担心人给我们的咒诅，但是我们却是要担心神给我们的咒诅。
What happens with the curse is that God declares something as sinful, and he judges that sin, and even judges the person as a curse.
当人犯了罪，神就审判他，他必须要承担这个罪罚。那而且神就处罚他是要承担这个咒诅。
And the law in the Old Testament in Deuteronomy taught that cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree.
在生命记里面，我们就可以看到神讲到，当一个人他犯了罪，他就要被挂在木头上。
In the Old Testament, criminals weren't killed on the tree; rather, they were punished and hung up on a tree as a warning for people.
在旧约里面，我们可以看到这些人他们犯了罪以后，他们是先被致死的，然后再被挂在木头上。
And one commentator says the criminal was under God's curse not because his body was hung on a tree, but because he had broken God's law by committing a crime worthy of death.
在有个解经家就说了，就是说，在当时这些人他们被挂在十字架上，不是因为他们的身体 必须挂在木头上而死，而是因为他们破坏了神的律法，所以他们需要被挂在这个木头上。
So these criminals were hung up and as a severe judgment and death and were then killed and then hung as a visible warning to people.
而挂在木头上是作为一个这个最严厉的一个罪跟死亡的一个惩罚，而一个很明显的一个让人一个警告。
But Jesus also was hung up on a tree.
耶稣也同样的是被挂在木头上。
Jesus did nothing that was worthy of death or punishment.
但耶稣却没有做任何事情做犯罪的事情让他被应该被得到这个被挂在木头上。
And he was hung on the tree actually to be killed.
他实际上他不是被致死以后才挂在木头上，他反而是在十字架上死。
But his death was not as a warning for us to look upon mainly, but rather as a way for us to look upon him and receive forgiveness from God.
他挂在这个十字架上并不是要成为我们一个警告，反而是让我们能够凭着信心仰望的时候成为我们一个得赎的恩典。
Jesus came to bear our sins, to become the curse for us.
耶稣基督他背负了我们所有人的罪债，他承受了这个咒诅。
What's interesting is that they were not allowed to be left up on the tree overnight in the Old Testament culture.
在旧约的文化里面，这些尸体呢，他们并不允许隔夜，所以他们在晚上之前要把这个尸体从木头上取下来。
What's interesting is that Jesus was able to obey the Father even in his death because they took him down before the evening came.
所以很奇妙，我们看见耶稣基督他顺服以至于死他被挂在这个十字架上。也在黄昏的时候从十字架上被放下来。
And he was buried when his body died, and then he came back.
然后他死了，埋葬了，然后他复活。
And when he did this, he broke the curse of death, and he came back to give us new life.
他的死亡，他的复活，击碎了这个罪跟死亡的咒诅，给我们一个新的生命。
And the burying and baptism that we do is a picture that we have died with Christ, just as we saw earlier today.
就好像我们今天的洗礼一样，这些人他们受洗进入到水里面，就跟耶稣基督一样，是一同埋葬。
So the good news is that Jesus is the one who lifts the curse for us, and it glorifies Him.
所以这个好消息就是耶稣基督为我们受了这个咒诅，所以呢，我们可以得到这恩典，我们可以来荣耀他。
Yet there are many false gospels that abound.
但是呢，我们却看到有许多的这些假福音充斥。
The first thing is the gospel of works righteousness, which is a false gospel.
我们第一个要看到的假福音就是讲到行为得义的这样的假福音。
If the gospel is the good news that glorifies Jesus who lifts the curse,
如果这个福音就是能够来荣耀这一位耶稣基督，他承受了这个咒诅。
Then the false gospel is one that leaves the curse and doesn't glorify Jesus.
这个假福音呢，就是仍然有这个咒诅，并没有来荣耀主。
And that's why Paul, when he writes the Galatians in chapter 1:8, says, "But even if we or an angel from heaven should preach to you a gospel contrary to what we have preached to you, he is to be accursed."
在加拉太书一章八节就说到，保罗说，但无论是我们是天上来的使者。若传福音给你们与我们所传给你们的不同，他就应当被咒诅。
Paul can say let them be accursed because they are rejecting the very gospel that would set them free from the curse.
保罗就说就让这些咒诅继续留在他们身上，因为他们拒绝了要让他们脱离这个咒诅的他们却不接受。
It's a reminder to all of us.
这也是对我们所有人的一个提醒。
That someone must bear the curse.
这里讲到一定要有人承担这个咒诅。
Either you will do it yourself,
或者是你自己,
or Jesus will do it for you.
或者是耶稣基督为你来承担。
This is an opportunity if you do not believe the gospel yet to place your faith in Jesus.
如果这也是一个给我们机会，如果我们还不信靠耶稣基督的话，我们可以凭着信心来接受。
But it's also a reminder to those of us who are Christians.
这也是对我们基督徒的一个提醒。
Do not fall into the trap of clinging to your own works for salvation in any way.
不要抓住用我们靠我们自己可以得到救赎的这样的一个陷阱。
And Paul had to remind the Galatians, the Christians here, that they shouldn't do this. Do not rely on anything except for Christ for salvation.
保罗就在加拉太书里面对我们基督徒的一个提醒，就是我们不要依靠我们自己。
And they were tempted externally by false teachers to go back to the laws for salvation, specifically circumcision.
在当时加拉太教会里面，许多人他们就是啊，又要想要不论是内在是外在，他们又要想要回到要遵循律法来得救。
They were tempted to believe in Jesus and try to do all of these laws to fulfill their salvation.
他们不单单是来依靠耶稣基督，他们同时又要去依靠这些的律法。
Beware of these Christians.
所以我们作为基督徒的，我们必须要谨慎。
If you think that just because you have mouthed some words to God in a prayer, that will save you, then you're wrong.
如果我们以为我们在祷告里面，我们讲一些跟神有关的话语，这可以让我们得救，那我们是错的。
I remember hearing recently one of the leaders sharing a testimony.
我记得之前有一个姐妹，她分享她的见证。
And he was talking about how someone had led him in a prayer, but he was not even close to being ready to understand who Jesus was.
他说他当时他自己都还没有预备好，连耶稣基督是谁他都不知道。但是有一个人为他祷告。
If you think that simply getting baptized washes away your sins, then you're mistaken.
同样的，如果说我们以为受洗啊，这个受洗的这个水可以洗净我们的罪，使我们得救，我们也错了。
If you think that joining a church,
如果你以为啊加入到教会里面，参加教会
，If you think that this will make you a believer, if this will make you safe with God, then you're wrong.
如果是成为会员，可以让你成为一个得救的信徒，这也是错的。
All of these things are good things that we can do.
这些都是好的事情，我们可以做的。
But the good news is not these things. The good news is that Jesus has paid for our sins. He has died as a curse for us on the cross.
好消息呢，却不是在这些事情上面。好消息是耶稣基督，他为我们承担了这个罪，他使我们得救。
So whenever you go and you pray to God and you say, God, save me from my sins, this is a response to what God is doing in you.
所以当我们祷告说，说神，请你来拯救我，其实是我们来对这个福音的一个回应。
And baptism is a response of what God is doing so that you can obey and you can tell the world, I'm willing and ready to follow Jesus.
所以圣经里面告诉我们，当我们有了这样子回应的时候，我们就愿意顺服神的话语，我们愿意去做见证。
And regarding membership, this is an important step where we should join the local family of God.
所以我们能够成为一个教会的会员。我们一起能够在耶稣基督里面成长，这是很重要的一步。
It shows the fruit of his work in you.
这其实是表现出我们在里面的一个属灵的一个果子的一个外在的一个表现。
And that's why we say, don't let today be the stopping point for those of you who joined or were baptized.
所以特别是我们今天受洗的这七位弟兄姐妹，不要让这些事情就是停下来了。
We have to continue on to persevere with the family of God.
我们必须要继续在神的家中，我们必须的要信心的坚持下去。
Not only do we have a false gospel of works righteousness, but there's also a false gospel of false freedom.
不光是有在行为得义的这个假福音，我们在这边也有看到有假的自由的假福音。
If the gospel is the good news that glorifies Jesus who lifts the curse,
如果这个好消息是荣耀耶稣基督这一位，他为我们承担咒诅的。
Then a false gospel is one that leaves us living according to the world that is under the curse, and this does not glorify Jesus.
假福音呢，就是让我们能够在这个世界里面仍然承担这个咒诅。
So in Galatians 5:13 it says, "For you were called to freedom, brethren. Only do not turn your freedom into an opportunity for the flesh."
在加拉太书5:13说到，弟兄们，你们蒙召是要得自由。只是不可将你们的自由当作放纵情欲的机会。
In Romans 6, Paul says, What shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin so that grace may increase? May it never be. How shall we who died to sin still live in it?
保罗在罗马书6:1-2也说到，这样怎么说呢？我们可以人在罪中叫恩典显多吗？断乎不可。我们在罪上死了的人，岂可人在罪中活着呢？
In Galatians, there's a list, even before the fruit of the Spirit that Pastor Mike spoke on.
就是在加拉太书里面就列出来了，就如同 Pastor Mike 之前所列出来所讲的这些事情。
These are sort of the fruit of the flesh.
这边是讲到是我们肉体上的果子。
And so we can look at this list in Galatians 5, verses 19 to 21.
就在加拉太书第五章里面就讲到这些这些的名单。
And these are the things that we as Christians need to flee from.
这些是我们身为基督徒的我们必须要远离。
As you can see, I changed a little bit these to section them off into five sections.
在这里我把它分成四五类。
It says, now the deeds of the flesh are evident, they're clear.
这边说到情欲的事情都是显而易见的。
The first section is that of sexual sin, immorality, impurity, sensuality.
第一个是讲到有关于性方面的这些罪，这边是讲到奸淫，讲到污秽，还有邪荡。
In the Bible, if you look at all the verses, it talks about many of the different ways that people go astray with immoral living and sexuality.
我们可以看到这时代有许多人他们偏行，他们去行这些情欲的事情。
Anything that violates God's standard is violating God and is sinful against Him.
其实他们这些事情都是去违反神。
And so this includes anything with pornography and anything with sex outside of marriage and sex outside of one man and one woman.
所以我们看见这些事情不外乎就是这些情欲的事情。我们看见是在神所设立的一夫一妻的这个婚姻以外发生的性行为。
And so even people that you see who are falling away from their faith, oftentimes it has to do with many of the things and the immorality, like LGBTQ and those types of things in culture.
我们可以看见他们因为远离了神，所以他们就行这些事情。那甚至我们在现在的文化里面可以看到这种各种不同的同性团体的群体。
So beware, Christians. Cling to God's truth and continue to be faithful to it.
所以我们要紧紧抓住的是神的真理。
The second category is idolatry.
第二个类别就是去祭拜这些偶像。
This has to do with worshiping false gods and idols.
这些就是去敬拜这偶像假神。
In my quiet time recently, I was reading through the book of 2 Kings.
当我在我自己灵修的时候，我读到了列王记下。
And it had a very interesting verse.
这里面有一节很有趣的经文。
Chapter 17, verse 41 says, So while these nations feared the Lord, they also served their idols, and their children likewise, and their grandchildren, as their fathers did, so they do to this day.
在那里经文讲到，如此这些人他们又惧怕耶和华，他们又去侍奉他们的偶像，他们的子子孙孙都这样行，是效法他们的祖宗，直到现在。
It said that they feared the Lord, and yet they continue to worship their idols.
他们讲到一方面他们惧怕耶和华，但是另外一方面他们又去敬拜这些偶像。
And it's a mystery of how they could actually fear the Lord if they're still worshiping their idols.
这实在是一个很奇怪的事情，怎么可以做到一方面又是惧怕神耶和华，另外一方面又去敬拜这些偶像。
And I think it's really easy on the outside to see someone who acts like they fear the Lord, and yet in their life, in their heart, they have many, many idols.
但是很可能，这就是我们可以从在外表上面看见他们好像有这些敬畏神的这些仪式，可是呢，他们在私底下却常常做些放纵情欲的事情。
They were worshiping the Lord in their service, and then they were going and worshiping their idols at a different time.
他们在崇拜敬拜的时候呢，他们是在侍奉神，但是他们在其他的时间，他们却是去侍奉的这些他们情欲的偶像。
And their children did it, and then their grandchildren did it.
他们的儿女这么做，他们的子孙也这么做。
Parents, we're teaching our children about God by the way that we live and by the way that we worship.
父母亲我们要来教养我们的儿女，我们是要在我们的生活里面来教养他们。
The third area is of sorcery.
第三个是讲到这些邪术。
Oftentimes, this word is in Greek has the same root as the word for pharmacy or for drugs for medicine.
这个字呢是从药房从药剂这个字根来的。
And so what they would do is they would take these drugs, and as they worshiped their gods, they would use the medicine, use the drugs to give them a high or to make them feel good as they were worshiping their gods.
在当时呢, 他们就是用这些迷幻药, 他们来帮助他们 去在敬拜当中产生这些的这些幻术。
They were pursuing these feelings and these inner healings and these all of these types of things that would give them spiritual power.
他们呢追寻的是这些奇幻的能力， 他们追寻的是这些内在的医治， 使得他们能够得到这些能力。
It's very similar to what we hear with this New Age type of thinking, New Age religion.
这也是让我们 从现在里面这些新纪元他们的教导，新纪元的这些宗教，我们可以看见。
And what they take is they take all these different ideas and they try to be spiritual. We talk about spirituality.
他们是用各种不同的方式让他们成为一个属灵。
And so we as Christians need to be careful that we're not borrowing from other religions and other ways to try to feel God in a way that's not biblical.
所以我们身为基督徒，我们要小心，我们不要拿其他宗教的东西，让我们以为我们在来经历神。
We worship God with truth and according to our spirit.
我们是用神的话语来敬拜神。
The next one is number four up here is relational strife, enmities, strife, jealousy, outbursts of anger, disputes, dissensions, factions, envying.
第四类是讲到我们在关系上面的这些增进，说到有仇恨、增进、记恨、恼怒、结党、纷争。 异端还有嫉妒。
This is probably, besides the number one one, is probably the one that is often most seen in even in Christians, right?
我想这是我们很多人最大的一个问题，即使在我们基督徒里面，我们也有这样的问题。
Usually Christians are not practicing black magic.
我相信大部分基督徒并不是去操弄一些 奇妙的事情，神秘的事情。
They're not pursuing their idols, and you won't go to their house and see an idol on their shelf in their home if they're a Christian.
你到基督的家庭里面，也不会看到他们家里面有偶像放置。
Unless maybe they have a loved one there who has something, but usually they themselves don't have it.
我想，也许他可以看到他们所爱的家人的一些东西或是下面，但是不会看到这些偶像。
But we see a lot of number four here with enmities and strife and breaking of peace.
我们不会看到这些偶像的东西，但是我们可能会在基督的家庭里面也看到有这些仇恨、有这些嫉妒、纷争的事情。And
so we need to be on guard against this and pursue peace.
所以我们一定要小心的去对付这些事情，我们要来寻求和平、和好。At
the very end of the verse, it says that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God.
在最后一节里面有讲到，行这样事的人并不能承受神的国。
Those who continue to live without peace and continue to fight and show envy and dissensions, that shows a heart that is not born again.
当这样的人，他心里面没有平安，他仍然在纷争、嫉妒在搅，所以可以看到是他并没有真正的得到从神来的一个福音。
And so we need to repent and we need to be at peace.
所以我们需要悔改，我们需要得到真正的平安。
Then the last one is drunkenness and carousing.
最后是讲到醉酒跟荒宴。
And so we as Christians need to be aware and be careful to not get caught up in the party scene of America.
所以同样的，我们基督徒也是一样，不要去随着在美国这些开 party 的这样的一个风潮。
When Timothy was pastoring the church, Paul wrote him a letter.
当提摩太他正在牧养一个教会的时候，保罗就写一封书信给他。
And in the church, there were many different things that were going on, and Timothy needed an older brother to come and encourage him and give him some help.
在提摩太所牧养这个教会里面有发生许多的事情，所以提摩太必须要去鼓励他们，去教导他们。
And among the instruction, one of the very important things that he told him was to pay close attention to himself.
保罗告诉他，就是说，其中最重要的一件事情就是他们要关注的是他们自己。
He says, pay close attention to yourself and pay close attention to your teaching.
你要谨慎你自己，还有你自己的教训。
And he says, continue to persevere in these things.
你要在这些事情上面必须要有坚持。
He says, as you do this, you will ensure salvation both for yourself and for those who hear you.
你必须要有恒心，因为这样子呢，才能够救你自己。 也能够去救其他的人。
This is talking to Christians.
这是对基督徒说的。
In one sense, we need to recognize that we are saved as Christians.
常我们说基督徒是被拯救的。
But there's another sense in which we need to realize that we must persevere in this so that we can show ourselves to be saved at the very end.
但是同样的，我们必须坚持到底，能够来表现出来我们是被拯救的，表明我们是被拯救的。
If you guys ever drive and you're going on a long trip, what do you do?
当我们开车远行的时候，我们开车我们做什么？
There's a little button on your steering wheel usually, right, that you hit. What is it called? It's cruise control.
在这个驾驶盘上面有一个按钮啊，我们特别是长途旅行的时候，我们要做什么？那就是一个什么巡航 ？OK。
So what we do is when we're on a long trip, we say, "Hey, you know, I can just hit this and I can go for miles, and I don't have to hit the brake or hit the gas."
所以当我们用这个巡航的时候，我们在开长途的时候呢，我们就不用去一直去踩刹车，一直去踩油门。
This is a good invention for cars.
这个是对车来说是很好的一个发明。
But for our spiritual lives, this doesn't work.
但是如果对我们的属灵的生命的话，这却是很糟糕的一件事情。
And I'm afraid that many Christians have hit cruise control on their lives.
我很担心的是，我们基督徒有很多在我们的生命当中有这一个巡航的钮。
And they hear the word over and over again that says, Get in God's word, be in community, confess your sins, repent.
我们常常听到是说你必须要来读神的话，你必须要加入到一个群体肢体里面，你必须要常常要悔改。
They hear this and yet they say, No, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to hit the gas. I'm not going to hit the brake.
所以呢他就认为这些就跟踩油门跟踩刹车一样，我不要常常去踩，不需要做这些事情。
You need to check your car, check your engine.
如果是这样子，我们就要来看看我们自己生命的车，我们生命的这个引擎。
Inspect yourself.
我们要好好的检视我们自己。
Jesus came to rescue us from this evil age.
耶稣他来拯救我们脱离这邪恶的时代。
And he rescued us by forgiving our sins.
他赦免我们的罪来拯救我们脱离这个邪恶的时代。
So what does it mean that he rescues us from this age?
那他让我们脱离这邪恶时代是什么意义呢？
It doesn't mean that we immediately go to heaven as soon as we become a Christian.
并不是说让我们只要一信主，我们马上就进了天堂。
How many of you after you become a Christian would want to immediately go to heaven?
有多人一成为基督徒的时候，你想要马上就进到天堂的？有多少人请你举手？
I see about five people raising their hand.
我看到大概五六个人。
But that's obviously not what he meant.
这并不是保罗的意思。
If it is what Jesus was intending to do, he failed.
如果这是主耶稣他所要成就的事情，让我们马上就进天堂的话，那其实他是一个失败。
But that wasn't what he intended to do.
这并不是原来神的计划。
Does it mean that rescued from this age is that we go away to our little holy huddle and only spend time with Christians?
耶稣来拯救我们，并不是让我们到一个很神圣的一个泡泡圈里面。
No, he left us here to be salt and light.
他们主让我们留在这里，是让我们成为光，成为盐。
So how were we rescued? Well, the first thing I think we should think of from the book of Galatians that we're rescued in our renewed thinking about this world.
我们怎么样被拯救脱离呢？我想第一个就是我们必须要用一个更新的一个想法来看待这个世界。
The second thing is that we're rescued by being given a new nature.
第二个是我们是要来借着我们得到的这个新的本性。
And the last thing that we see is that we're rescued by being given the Holy Spirit to help us.
要想到我们被拯救脱离是靠着借着圣灵的供应。
As you guys see here, there is a world system of sin and religion that God is trying to rescue us from.
我们可以看到神要拯救我们脱离这个世界的价值。
And he gives us renewed thinking about this world.
他给我们一个更新的一个想法。
And from the word, we can see that there's something different, a different way that we need to be living.
所以这个世界他们的这个生活的方式我们确实要跟他们不一样。
The world's motto is the heart wants what it wants.
这个世界的模式是随心所欲的，心里面想什么就去做什么。
Do you ever heard anyone say that?
有没有人听过这句话？
They're like, why are you doing that? Why are you pursuing that person? They're so bad for you. And they say, well, the heart wants what the heart wants.
我们看见为什么你要去追求这个人，你为什么要做这个事？ 他就说，哦，我的心这么想，我就这么去做。
It's just an excuse to pursue what they want to pursue.
这只是他们自己随心所欲的一个借口。
But for God's people, this is very different.
但是属神的人却是完全不一样。
God's people is different. He's given us a new heart.
属神的人是因不一样，是因为神给我们的一个新心。
So it should be the heart wants what is good as the renewed mind learns what is good.
而是因为我们一个新心，新的新造的心，所以我们去思想不同的事情。
I'm sorry, it's not as catchy as the heart wants what it wants.
不是像前面那句那么容易就记得。
But not only that, but we're also given a new nature.
这里讲到神给我们一个新的本性。
In Galatians 4, it says, and you brethren, like Isaac, are children of promise. But as at the time, he who was born according to the flesh persecuted him who was born according to the spirit. So it is now also.
在加拉太书四章说到，弟兄们，我是凭着应许做儿女，如同以撒一样。当时那按着血气生的，逼迫了那按着圣灵生的，现在也是这样。
Abraham was promised an old son in his age, and God said he was going to do it.
在亚伯拉罕他年老的时候，他得到应许，他要有一个属于自己的后代后裔。
But Abraham was often weak, and so what happened is he chose to have a son through someone else, not his wife.
亚伯拉罕也是软弱的，所以呢，他并不是从他自己的太太，而是从其他人来得到后代。
This was according to the flesh, not according to God's. Way God's Holy Spirit's instruction.
这就是靠着自己的肉体，而不是靠着神的方法。
But when he had faith, he had a son according to the powerful working of the Holy Spirit.
当他有信心的时候，他就愿意顺服这个圣灵的带领，神的能力。
This teaches us that we must be like children who are born of faith, resulting in new birth.
这也是提醒我们这些从灵里面重生的这些属神的子女。
And not children who are born of the flesh. That is, those who try to achieve salvation by their own efforts. It cannot happen.
这些属肉体的，就是靠着自己去得到。
And as his children, we walk by faith according to his promises.
我们是属神的儿女，我们是要走在这个信心的道路上。
The last is that we are rescued and that God gives us his Holy Spirit and helps us.
最后讲到神拯救我们脱离这些邪恶的时代是
And I won't read through the whole verse again, as Pastor Mike talked about it.
这也是前面Pastor Mike所告诉我们的教导的，所以我不会在这边重复这个经文。
But we're called to live out these things, and the Holy Spirit helps us to do that.
我们却是呼召要活出这样的一个生命，有圣灵来帮助我们。
And we do it by the power of the Holy Spirit. And one author says, that is, walking in the Spirit is not some emotional experience detached from everyday life. It is the daily experience of the believer who feeds on the Word, prays, and obeys what the Bible says.
Okay. 我要想一想。
我再讲。 Walking in the Spirit is not some emotional experience detached from everyday life.
这里讲到有人就是解释说到，这里我们靠着圣灵，并不是每一天就是在感受上面感觉到这些事情，而是在每一天的生活的里面，我们愿意。
It is the daily experience of the believer who feeds on the Word, prays, and obeys what the Bible says.
而是在每一天来读神的话语，每一天来愿意顺服圣灵的带领。
And so we want to encourage those who have come forth today as you've been baptized, as you join the church.
今天我们也是在这边要鼓励这些刚刚受洗的弟兄姐妹。
That we want to help you as a church family to do this well, to bear the fruit of the Spirit.
我们要用一个家人的方式一起帮助你，能够来成长，能够结出属灵的果子。
And we want to encourage you, brothers and sisters in Christ who have been here, that you don't put on your cruise control.
同样的，我们也是提醒、鼓励、所有的信主的弟兄姐妹，我们不要用我们生命的这个巡航。
And I want to encourage you, those of you who are not yet Christians, who are still investigating it, that Jesus came to pay for our sins, to take the curse away from us.
对这些还不认识、信靠耶稣基督的，同样我们也是能够呼吁，就是说，耶稣基督他来是为我们的罪来承担这个咒诅。
And today is the day of salvation. Place your faith in him and be saved.
今天就是得救的日子，今天只要你愿意用信心仰望，你就可以领受。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, we thank you for sending Jesus who paid the high price for us.
父神，我们感谢你差派耶稣基督为我们付上这个罪的重价。
Thank you for taking away the curse.
谢谢你在十字架上挪去了这个咒诅。
And we thank you that you desire to rescue us from this world.
谢谢你要来拯救我们脱离这个邪恶的时代。
We know that one day you will take us to the new heavens and the new earth.
直到有一天你将把我们带到新天新地。
But as it is, you have left us here in this world.
当你还让我们留在这个世界上。
Help us, Father, to be renewed in our minds.
求你来更新我们的心思意念。
Help us to remember that in Christ we have a new nature. We are new creations in Christ.
让我们知道，真是知道我们在耶稣基督里有新的生命，有新的本性。
And I pray that you would give us strength to walk in the Spirit, to bear out the fruit of the Spirit.
求你让我们有这个能力能够行你在我们属灵的道路上所要我们行的。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
祷告是奉靠耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen. 接下来我们邀请三位姐妹来分享他们的见证。